and made the food even more delicious. We gift each other constantly. And the recognition that the food that we receive is a gift leads to a further consideration that all of life is a gift from our parents who began it to those who prepare our body for burial. We are always dependent upon other people in life and in death. Now, dependency is another word for humility and ministry. The humble person recognizes and rejoices at being in need of other people. He recognizes and rejoices in the gifts of other people, gifts from which he benefits and the gifts for which the entire community eventually will benefit. The humble person is wise enough to say that we are all winners because we all depend upon each other. We all win eventually because we all share what we have. Now, this true sense of humility is related to a sense of need that all of us have. All of us need each other's gifts. That is why we need to minister to each other with what we have. And not to recognize this, to think that we are independent, really would be narrow-minded, tunnel vision, myopic. And it's really not the spirit of a Christian at all. We Christian people recognize that we are not self-sufficient. We do not lift ourselves up by our own bootstraps. We are not independent to the exclusion of others. We Christian people learn as time goes on to declare our needs to others. St. Clare of Assisi, centuries ago, said, "Make known your needs to other people, and only when you do this do we set others free to love us and to serve us." And as creatures, we depend upon that gracious mystery that we call the living God. All is a gift. Nothing is deserved or merited or earned. We are dependent upon the gracious mystery for absolutely everything. The air we breathe, the food we eat, the love we give to each other, and even the money that we work for, with the strength and life God has given us. And of course, the last little item, the money we work for, often causes a problem. We think that we actually earn the money we work for by ourselves. We think that we own the money in an absolute sense, to do with as we wish. We fail to see that it is actually a gift from God also. You see, the whole idea of absolute ownership of any kind of goods, including money, to dispose of as any way that we see fit, is really a relatively recent idea. It only goes back to the 17th century thinker, the Englishman John Locke. Before that time, all Christian people saw themselves as stewards of God's gifts. They were all dependent upon the gracious mystery. And for everything they had, what they possessed was always given to them as a relative ownership, that everything belonged to the Lord, and a person's task then was to share that goods with the entire community. Now, perhaps the medieval person did not always live up to that standard, but the norm was always recognized, and stewardship of goods was a value as a part of that person's faith. That we possess what we have for the good of others, our intelligence, our technology, our wheat, our coal, whatever it might be, for the good of others throughout the country and the world. Now, if we gradually begin to grasp the theology of this idea, which is scriptural, we begin to see the vast implications of the real meaning of humility and ministry to other people, sharing and our interdependence upon others. 2 weeks ago, we spoke about ministry as it occurs with the people we love in our home. Last Sunday, ministry to people with whom we work and live beyond the home. Today, we push the boundaries even beyond that to new horizons. We are all interdependent. Because of that, we begin to understand why we should be conservation-minded, preserving our resources, using them with frugality. We will really begin to have a questioning concern about the arms race, which has gone way beyond rational bounds, and about our military needs. We'll begin to have a generous solicitude for the poor people, the broken, minorities of every kind, all of those people who are ethnically and racially oppressed here and abroad. Ministry for each other reflects our need for each other. We are all interdependent. No man is an island, or as we say today, no person is an island. As Christians, we need to have broad horizons and big, broad concerns. Now, when we listened this morning to the first and third readings in Scripture, we heard the Word of God addressed to the individual, and how we should be personally humble. And we all had perhaps a legitimate question as to what this had to do with community ministry to each other. The community dimension for ministry lies in the mentality of the Jewish audience who listened to those originally inspired words thousands of years ago. The Jewish listeners presumed a community attitude of ministry. For the Jewish people, community was simply an accepted way of life. They took care of each other's needs. There was not even a need to mention community. If ministry was required of an individual, it went without saying that ministry was necessary for the common good, for the entire community. And that is why today we are able to draw conclusions about being corporately ministerial. As American Catholics, we recognize the enormous number of gifts bestowed upon us by the gracious mystery, our freedom, democratic values, the technical know-how we have, all the material goods. And we ponder how these gifts are to be shared with the universal church and with the peoples of the world, and then we act. Our interdependence is the basis of our ministry. And this gift-giving is a two-way street. We begin to recognize that we also need the gifts of other peoples, their music, their art forms, their philosophy, their values. They enrich us as human beings. And as we become more human, we also become Christian, because that goes together. And what is in store for the person who does become humble, recognizing his need for other people's gifts, and adopts a ministerial way of life, a lifestyle, begins to respond to the needs of other people? The reward of a humble person in this sense is community, a much misunderstood word today. Community is communion with, a common bond with the other people in the church and the world, to recognize that we will receive support from them and give them support in sharing with them as they share with us. Friendship and support from other people, cultures, and nations. And in that way, we develop a growing likeness to God, the gracious mystery who gave us the gifts. And then we share what we have. Everything is a gift. The food that we eat today at breakfast, the real bread of life that we receive now at this table, these are gifts. And receiving these gifts make us all aware of our need for the gracious mystery of God in our lives and the need we have for other people. Humbly, we gift thanks today.